What are you talking about? Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Crystal. Thank you so much for tuning in to Podka today. This episode is brought to you by
Podbot Door AI. This is the place to talk about your solutions to problems, your businesses. Talking about it sets up that there are people who have a problem, your prospects. This is when you should be answering questions that are more relevant to the people you are talking to. If you are asked to speak about yourself during the interview, begin by talking about your job history, as that is the one employers are going to be most interested in. You should also talk about things that set you apart, such as concrete achievements and accomplishments, that set you apart from the pack. Make a habit of talking with your parents about things other than problems. If you cannot talk to your parents, find some other adults who you feel comfortable talking with. Just knowing that your parent understands and cares about what you are going through will greatly decrease your stress. Telling parents that you understand their side helps them feel comfortable seeing yours, too. If you are honest all the time, the parent is more likely to trust what you say. Using makes it more likely that parents will listen to and take what you say seriously. Use also makes it more likely that they will speak with you similarly. Help is because parents who speak a lot with young children use lots of different sounds and words. If you are paying attention to your baby while talking, you will notice these babies' early language and communication. Your baby will also learn how to speak from watching how you interact with others. If you speak positively, your child will learn how to talk to others in a positive manner. Talking with children helps develop their brains, which may help children perform better at school as adults. Talking to your toddler or baby helps her or his development of language and communication. Any and all talk is beneficial to your baby or toddler, so try to speak as often as possible throughout the day. Infants and toddlers also enjoy quiet times, so if your child stops responding to you and starts looking tired, fussy, or fussy, you may want to pick another time of the day to talk. Most of the time, you and your parent will be able to have a nice conversation and at least get some things done. You can talk with your kids about hanging laundry, cooking dinner, or anything else going on around you. If you need lots of talking time, try spreading the conversation across a few people. Remember that your goal for this event is to meet as many people as possible. Your goal after that is to convince as many people as possible to take action, either going to your location, stopping at your place, or scheduling time to speak more. This will either let you get into more conversations or make it easy for someone to switch over. Asking your friend if they have time and energy for a talk before you dump the emotional baggage will help both of you feel more equipped for conversation. Talking may be awkward or uncomfortable your first few times, but the more open you are, the easier it is to share your feelings. More importantly, talking about your problems helps you to see how and why you are feeling how you are feeling, so that you can deal with emotions in the future more effectively. To talk more constructively about your problems, there are some key things you can do. If you have ever talked about what you are feeling, and you felt like you got nothing from it, it is possible that you are talking to the wrong person. When you are talking about your experiences, verbalizing what you are feeling, and processing what happened, you will be able to go back into your vehicle without having that same emotional reaction. Talking about your positive experiences and feelings reinforces those feelings in your brain, making it easier to get rid of negative thinking patterns later. Some kids may feel that sharing an issue makes the parent worried or frustrated. Others simply cannot afford to be there for their kids the way they need and deserve to be. You might go for therapy if you are feeling too stressed, not sleeping well, or if you just want to have someone to talk to. For instance, try to avoid ending your toddler's sentences for them. Make sure they are finished before you speak. As your toddler is learning how to speak, allow time for him to come up with words for his ideas, and truly listen as he speaks. YouTuber Steven Steve will do it as a YouTuber who gained fame uploading whimsical joke videos. Fans shared reactions of strange, bizarre stories told by Steve will do it.
YouTuber Steven Steve will do it shared the strange and absurd tale of his dog, which left the podcast's host, Bradley Martin, puzzled. The podcast's host, Bradley Martin, puzzled by his dog. YouTuber Steven Steve Will Do It was recently invited onto podcast host Raw Talk Podcast, where he was heard to tell one of the more ridiculous stories floating around the internet.
Episode 174 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Crystal Barnes. Adios.